from this from your podcast, you like different moves. Like, I like your, is it a mantra, a motto, get pissed and work out? You don't strike me as a person with a lot of anger issues.
That's because I get it all out while working out.
Okay, so you just hold it all in.
The whole mantra behind that is to channel your rage into something more positive, like working out. So I listen to a lot of angry type music, like a lot of punk, a lot of hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of music has always been like a release for my anger and rage inside. So that sounds really dumb when I say this out loud.
You're not angry.
No, like, I'm the most chill guy.
You haven't stopped smiling since you walked in here.
Because I'm having fun. You're a funny guy.
Thanks, I guess.
So yeah, I get it all out during my workouts, with my music, and so I don't have to carry that anger or rage with me throughout the day.
All right. As a budding podcaster, I mean, you're new to our field.
Oh, yeah.
Which is great.
Very new.
And for a while, I thought I was the only one in Detroit for a minute.
Uh-huh.
And you guys are sprouting up, which is awesome.
Uh-huh.
Fit in the pit. Just out of curiosity, any gospel artists?
No.
Yeah, I don't really see that happening.
I want to try to focus on the music that I love, which is punk and hardcore, to try to bring. I want to try to unite that scene into staying in shape.
Because it's not a lot of skinny gospel artists.
Oh, really?
It's not a lot.
The Winans aren't skinny?
Two out of the five are the...
I bring that up because that's like the only gospel artists I know.
That's pretty much it. As far as gospel, you got... Two out of five Winans, depending on album, Kirk Franklin. And
oh, I know who Kirk Franklin.
That is it.
Okay. I used to work at a record store, so I kind of know some of the names.
All right, which one?
Harmony House.
Oh.
That was mentioned on the Hip in Detroit one, wasn't it?
Ooh, and we talked about with Hip in Detroit. If you know Harmony House, you're old. Oh, you are old.
Yeah.
But it's cool. It's cool. All right, I'll even throw an even more obscure reference. Don't feel like you're the only old person. I work for MediaPly.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus. Now, immediately.
Do you remember Sound Warehouse?
Yep.
Or Blockbuster Music?
Yep.
Yeah, my first record store was Blockbuster Music.
It was Blockbuster. For those who are listening, Blockbuster Music was essentially a counter in the back of your Blockbuster video.
No, I worked at a dedicated store.
Really?
And we could open any CD and let people listen to it before they bought it. Like, they could sit there for a whole hour and listen to the whole CD.
That is the worst business plan ever.
That's why they went out of business.
Like, with MediaPlay, we had the thing where you can scan it,
mm-hmm.
and you can listen to, like, the first two songs.
Okay.
And then after that, it just plays right back.
Right.
And now, you went to a dedicated store because... From what I remember, mm-hmm. most of the Blockbuster videos, it was a small corner in the back that just had a counter, almost like a separate entrance,
uh-huh.
and it just had albums, I guess the top 40, because they weren't like super in-depth. Now, I'm talking about the one, well, what we're now, up the road, next to a paint store, next to the Sherwin-Williams.
Okay.
I think that's 11 miles. It was right in the back. You just had whoever was hot, the top 40. And that was it. That was Blockbuster Music.
No, the store I worked at had like a really pretty large selection. It even had a lot of underground stuff. And my friends would just come in there and hang out with me, and I would just open up CDs for them. They would just listen to music for hours.
Worst business.
And they had a DVD section too, and they sold porn. It was real weird.
But that's the thing. Like, Blockbuster never sold porn.
No, but they sold the adult videos at not like the real extreme stuff,
mm-hmm.
but like the pretty like right mainstream.
your Playboy After Dark type stuff.
Yeah, and like yeah, that kind
Why do
of
I
stuff.
Know that? Like, but here's, you know what? I don't lie on this podcast. I know exactly why I know that. Because that's the porn you moved out of the way. Because there was always two video stores. It was a Blockbuster and whatever your local video store was, like right down the street from each other. Mm. And your local video, they had adult movies.
Yeah.
And you had to go in the back, and it was this beaded, like, curtain. And there's, like, it was the sketchiest place in the world. And that's every corner, every video store. and you would move that stuff out of the way that you probably sold at Blockbuster Music in order to get to, like, the worst, best stuff ever.
The worst, best stuff.
That's what it was. It was like, I am not supposed to be saying this, but since I'm here.
Yeah.